Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome on into Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a football Friday. A ton to get to. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I know sometimes it's hard to do, but don't focus on the messenger. Focus on the message.
I like that one.
Yeah, just focus on the message, man. I know thanks a lot, Kyle, for keeping me grounded. But a lot of times, you know, we hear things and people tell us things about ourselves. And sometimes we get more upset with the person that's delivering it than actually hearing what's being said.
Yeah, so big fella, listen to that one. We'll get to the Sixers coming up in a little bit as they're back home tonight. The reception for Joel Embiid, apparently he's on a witch hunt to find the person who went and told to Shams.
Witch hunt is crazy.
We'll get to all that. And a lot to do on the show today. Guess the takes, a Q&A, same game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams. We start there with the Eagles and the Rams. And Hugh, I was thinking about this game a lot today. You know, we really haven't spent much time on this particular game, right? We've been looking forward, the big picture of the season, how good they are, Eagles, Lions, all that kind of stuff. And right now, I feel like most of us feel pretty good about the division after the win over the Commanders last week. But I was thinking about this game, in particular, Sunday against the Rams. Kind of an interesting Rams team because their record says they're blah, but they've got some really high-end players who just had a weird kind of season so far. And they're obviously in the NFC West because that's not a very good division. But Hugh, even though the Eagles are up in the division, and even though their playoff chances are, you know, 95% or whatever they are, the Eagles are very likely to go to the playoffs. I do think this is a must-win on Sunday for this reason. If the Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl, and what have we been saying? We're trying to take a bus trip down to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what we're talking about here on this show. Then they got to win this game. Because you look at the number one seed and the chances to win the number one seed, it's very hard to envision the Eagles topping the Lions for the one seed if they don't win this game. It's a conference game. It's a common opponent game because the Lions already beat the Rams. And they've got some tough ones coming up, the Eagles. You know, they have a game in Baltimore next week. That feels like a really challenging game. They've got the Steelers here. They have to go to Washington. So, you know, I imagine they might drop one or two of those games. And that could happen. But they can't drop this one. I view this as the most must-win game on the schedule that we really haven't talked about in that light. I think they got to win this game. If the Eagles are going to have a one seed and get to the Super Bowl, they need this win over the Rams. Hugh, what do you think of Eagles-Rams Sunday night football?
It would be nice to get this win. I don't feel it's a must-win. I would like it to get it for the simple fact that we've been playing well for the last couple of weeks. But I'm looking at the Rams schedule, and they're still alive as far as the playoff hopes are concerned.
Because that division's pretty rough.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, they're poised to lose a couple more games. And then I look at our direct competitor right now, and their road looks a little bit easier, especially when you talk about NFC opponents. Mm-hmm. They still have the Bears twice. They have the 49ers, and they have the Vikings. I know it might be a little bit of wishful thinking, and the Green Bay Packers, but I'm of the mindset they're not going to win both of those Bears games. We saw a game last night where the Cleveland Browns, a lot of people didn't give them a chance to win that game. And they came out and won. And I know what George Pickens said, that the weather didn't present itself.
Well, that
the
wasn't
weather
a fun,
benefited.
Wasn't it fun seeing a snow game last night?
Well, it was crazy,
was awesome.
Because when the game started, it was cool.
Yeah.
And you saw the guys outside with their shirts off and everything. And then all of a sudden, it was just snowmageddon. It had shades of the Shady McCoy game in my mind.
It did, because it didn't start that way.
Yeah.
The visual from TV, because
it was pretty awesome.
The feel was so covered. It also reminded me a little bit of the Tuck Rule game, the Brady-John Ritchie Tuck Rule game, where you couldn't see the field.
Yeah, and Jameis Winston, man, God bless him, because I know he was sincere in the message that he gave before the game, but his voice inflection and his facial expressions make you feel like something ain't right with him. But he's a very, very sincere dude. He went out there and he played his butt off last night.
He's different. So you don't think this is a must-win this Eagles game?
I don't think it is. It would be nice, especially off of the heels. Put it like this, Joe. I would not be surprised. I would love it if it didn't happen. But I would not be surprised with the stretch that we have when you talk about the Rams and the Baltimore Ravens, that one of those games, it would be nice if we get this one because of the direct opponent that we have against the Lions. But I wouldn't be surprised if we drop one of these games.
I agree with you. And look, next week will be billed as a big game, Lamar and Jalen and all that kind of stuff. But if we're talking about the Eagles' path to the Super Bowl, this is the bigger game. It's an NFC game. 215-592-9494.
West Coast thing. Yeah.
Listen, I think it's going to be a challenging game on Sunday. But I view it as if the goal is the Super Bowl now. If that's – and the other day on the show when we were at Chickie's, we were talking about Super Bowl or bust. Is that where people's mindset is? If the goal is now the Super Bowl, this one's huge. I was looking this morning at the conference record and all this stuff for the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Eagles may have to win out to get the number one seed. Detroit might drop one or two more.
Mm-hmm.
But tiebreakers are tough to have over them. So right now, their record is 9-1 Lions, 8-2 Eagles, right? Conference record, 6-1 Lions, 5-2 Eagles. So it goes by head-to-head. They don't play each other. Then it goes by conference record. Okay, right now, the Lions have a one-game better conference record. Then it goes by common opponents. That's next. The Lions beat the Rams in week one. That makes this game huge for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to get to on the show today. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts. DeVonta Smith, by the way, been on the injury report two straight days, hasn't practiced with a hamstring issue. So we'll find out more today if Devontae's going to play. Sirianni is going to speak later in the show. We'll air that live. A Q&A, guess the take, same game parlay. Lot to discuss, plus Embiid and the Sixers back in Philadelphia tonight. I am very curious to see the reception here for Joel Embiid. 215-592-9494. So as I went through the tiebreaker stuff, if the Eagles and Lions stay tied or the Eagles could tie them or whatever, it really feels like the Eagles' simplest path to the one seed is they have to just surpass the Lions in record. But that's going to be hard because they're a game back. They don't play each other. So you go through the tiebreaker stuff, and it's like, all right, conference record, well, this is a big game. Common opponents, it's a huge game. And then after that, it goes to strength of victory. The Eagles are not going to win a strength of victory over Detroit.
Detroit has played better opponents.
Yes, and they will because their division is better, right? They have six games in their division where those teams are at least decent or really good. Meanwhile, we got the Giants and Cowboys twice. So they're going to have to win tiebreakers in certain ways, and one way is beating the Rams on Sunday. 215-592-9494. It feels like a weird must-win, but I consider it a must-win. Kyle, where do you come down? Eagles-Rams on Sunday. Sunday night football. Is this one a must-win?
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the one seed?
Yes.
Okay, it's a must-win.
That's it?
It's pretty simple. And the other part of this is the Commanders have a free win this week Sunday.
They're 10.5-point favorites.
They're going to kill the Dallas Cowboys, who might as well not even take the field.
Don't even show up.
Well, yeah, so like if we lose this game,
take your holiday break
early.
I'm
glad you brought that up. Yeah. All of a sudden, the division is back in play.
It's right back into focus. We're one game up. Now we have the tiebreaker over Washington, but we'll play them again, right? So all of a sudden, we lose that game in Washington, then the head-to-head is split, right? So like the division is a legitimate thing. Washington's going to get a free win. The Eagles have to continue to keep that separation from the Commanders, and then plus they want to put themselves in the position to get the one seed, or at least an easier position. Yeah, they got to go down there and they got to beat the Rams.
I will say this about all of that, though. This defense looks like it travels well, and good defense always travels well. It's just for me, when you think about that West Coast trip and the acclimating to the later time or whatever, that might be somewhat of a factor. The matchup with the receivers, I know it sounds crazy, especially given
Puka and Kupp.
Yeah, especially given what our corners have done. That rookie wall coming. I just hope it's not this game.
Do you think it's going to hit them as much as it hit Jalen Carter last year? Because Carter is a trench player versus a skill player.
Because I played in the trenches, so it's something where when it hits, it's weird because you're trying to fight your way out of it, but your body's just not used to playing that many games. I don't know. I don't know how different it is for the secondary. And plus, you know, Cooper DeJean, he missed a couple games early in the season.
Yeah, that's a good point. So he has less snaps on him.
Yeah, so, and on the flip side, Quinyon hasn't really been I don't feel like he's been challenged a whole lot, but it's something to be said about playing that many games and not used to playing that many games.
So I obviously can't speak from experience on this. I did not play in the trenches in the NFL. I was also not a corner. But I remember, what was it, a few years ago when the Chiefs were going deep into the postseason, with they had a couple rookie corners,
McDuffie,
I think.
Yeah, you're right.
And what the conversation with those guys was that once you got deep into the season, they're basically not considered a rookie anymore.
No, they're not, but the rookie wall is still a real thing.
Is it for a corner? I don't know if it is.
See, that's the point that I don't know, Kyle. I don't know. Can't speak from a corner's perspective.
I feel like for those guys, because it's not like they're not banging against I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say, but they're not as physical.
It's less physical,
of course,
for them, right?
They don't get as beat up physically.
Right, exactly. So, like, Jalen Carter,
those corners for Kansas City played pretty physical.
Well, they did, but, like, it's nowhere near what Jalen Carter has to do on a day-to-day basis.
Exactly.
Like, he ran out of gas last year. He wasn't conditioned. I don't know if that's something that I would worry about with Quinion and DeJean. I think, if anything, they're going to benefit just from gaining experience. And a lot of the they faced Mike Evans, CeeDee Lamb. Like, they faced some really good wide receivers.
Early in the season,
I think, if anything, they might get better.
Yeah, early in the season, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing.
Well, that counts as experience.
No, I mean, but it's early when they're fresher.
Well,
there's a such thing as mental fatigue, too.
Sure. Well, that circles back to the bye could change everything for the Eagles, right? It's not just that we keep talking about the number one seed is get Detroit outside. The number one seed also means you get to the second round without playing the first round game. You get a week off. That all factors in. By the way, before we go to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. We've all taken a deep breath on the division, and I think the odds say the Eagles are going to win the division. But Kyle brought up a good point. That the Commanders get the Cowboys this week, right? We have the Rams. I think this is a must win. If the Eagles drop this game on Sunday, and I don't think they're going to, they should beat the Rams. But if they drop this game, you know, next week the Commanders have the Titans at home while we go to Baltimore? Like, if you play that out, by next Sunday night, the Commanders could be back in first place. This stuff's fleeting. Like, Eagles have to keep winning football games. I have this as a must win. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a football Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy football Friday, man.
Chris, how are we doing today?
Joe, we're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good. Joe, this is a must win, okay? So let's not make any bones about it. You know what? Let's just go right into it, because Sunday night, it's on like donkey time. Our Birds will continue to show they're the best team in the NFL by winning their seventh straight game. And here's how we're doing. Juan Villa will continue his season of greatness by blistering the 18th-ranked running for a hat-trick of TDs. Yes, he will have three touchdowns Sunday night, showing he's locked in at All-Pro, and he's the true front runner for the MVP. Jalen will launch deep rockets to AJ and DeVos, the 22nd-ranked pass defense, for over 100 yards and at least one defense. And as for RG, here's the following. What's gonna happen? The Department of Defense will cripple their attempted offensive attack. Kern Williams and his teammates can ask for the manager all they want, but it won't help. Because Guantanamo Bay will do what he does best. He'll walk down the outside threat. Jalen Carter, a.k.a. Baby Rhino, will wreak havoc all night long. Well, Ballistic Bond will destroy everything in his path.
He's been working on this.
His defense will go down in history as one of the greatest ever. You will be babyface. The Filthy 50 will be riding on a bus to New Orleans,
Joe.
And the streets of Philadelphia will bleed green when we host another Eagles Super Bowl parade.
Drank a whole lot of Jack Daniels.
We are Eagles!
Now that's the way we started. But that way. That was Chris's best Eagles chant in weeks.
I can do without the we are, though.
every time.
Well, I mean, he's staying true to Penn State.
I'm sorry. Who cares?
Well, okay, I typically agree. But you can make case the Eagles' best player this season is from Penn State.
I don't care. He's also from the Giants.
Well, that's true. No one's saying that. But, I mean, I think he identifies more that way. I'm like Chris have. At least his voice didn't crack this time, right?
No, he was prepared.
Well, he had stats. He had numbers. That was a good one from Chris there. 215-592-9494. By the way, that that three touchdown prediction for Saquon?
Listen, that's big.
I took 150-1 flyer on Saquon MVP a couple weeks ago. Three touchdowns. That thing is going to move in the right direction. I mean, I'm all for that. Donald in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Good morning.
Good morning, Donald.
How you doing?
Man, I'm chilling. But you know what, Joe? The only reason why I don't think this game is that big of a game is because I just have that much confidence in the defense. I do, and Hugh's former teammate that does the post game show with Rob Ellis, Jason Avant, made an interesting comment, and he said only the Eagles can beat the Eagles, and I realized that's what the story is this season, and see, and I'm with Hugh. This defense and this running game can travel. It can just travel, man. So I just think it can travel out there to the Rams, and we'll shut down all that motion stuff that Sean McVay likes to do, and somebody's clock will get clean up on the offense, and that'll be the end of it.
So, Don, I think this defense could travel too. I mean, and that's important because, Hugh, that's one thing where no matter who they play, where they play them, if this defense plays as well as it has the last 6 weeks, they could beat anybody. I mean, that's how good they've been.
I mean, and it's one thing, and I know it's been said quite a bit, man. I don't think it's happening, but you have to be careful about reading your press clippings. You know, and Coach Sirianni says that he's said that a few times about, you know, not believing what you're hearing.
Sure.
This defense has been playing extremely well. And you know that Coach McVay is going to do everything that he can to try to confuse that secondary. And you're talking about in the quarterback you're playing against, Matthew Stafford. I got his name right that time, didn't I?
You got it.
I got his name right.
How about that?
This is the absolute best quarterback you're going to face in this stretch. So with
you know what, Hugh and Joe? You know what, Hugh and Joe? I have every respect for Stafford. I do. I have every respect for him, and I have every respect for what McVay does. My real strength of confidence with that is that they can't run the football. They just can't, and I just think we have the advantage over that. So I'm not trying to underestimate them, but if it wasn't for so much of the talent on the defensive side and the way Fangio just puts it together, you know, I would be concerned. I would be, but I'm just not.
Well, I love the confidence, Donald. I mean, Donald's so confident here that he didn't need to know what you said.
I'm so confident I don't need to hear what you're saying.
Frankly, I don't think he gave a crap about what you had to say.
He came in here with something to say, and he said, Hugh, shut up.
See, this is why you have to have thick skin when you work in this town. Because I was asked a question. And I try, you know, that's why I was trying to give some analysis. Hey, I ain't trying to hear all that here.
I don't give a shit.
Whatever. This is what's going to happen.
The funniest part is, like, I get it when people are like, Julio, shut up. Like, no one wants to hear any of this anymore. But, like, you're trying to give a legitimate point on the quarterbacks, and Donald's like, yeah, but.
No, because you know what it is.
Rolls right into his take.
I like having fun with everybody else, but every now and then, I got to throw a stat in there. I got to sprinkle some analysis.
He also thought you played with Jason Avant.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
And I'm like, I'm trying to give you the reason why I feel. I ain't trying to hear all that horse
pucky. Now, wait, was Avant drafted in 05 or 06?
Because 05, 06, I forgot. But I wasn't his teammate.
No, but you were the bad assetter his first year if he was here in 05.
I think I was here his first year.
So then maybe it's like.
I mean, I get it.
Wait, does that count as you as a teammate?
I mean, yeah. No. You know, I would say Jason's more family than teammate.
Yeah. You never suited up and played with him.
Jason is a hell of a salsa dancer, too.
We've heard.
Man, listen.
He's a man of many talents. He does the Michigan sideline. He does Eagles post game.
Yeah,
he's on TV.
I've been meaning to go to salsa dancing, but I ain't making it.
Do we think you'd be a good salsa dancer?
Not at all.
I feel that was my first.
That would be just a waste of time. That'd be a waste of my
gut
time.
Gut feeling, you would not be a good salsa dancer. Let's go to Ron and Monco. Hey, Ron. Also would not be a good salsa dancer. Ron, what's up, Ron?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Q.
Yo.
Are you like the messenger that we're not supposed to kill, or what's up with that?
Oh, no. You know, I was just thinking when I was thinking that, because it was another report came out last night that Joel Embiid is looking for the dude that snitched on him. So I just was like, dog, I was thinking to myself, dog, you missed the part of the me. You're more worried about who said it as opposed to, you know. So we'll see how he plays tonight. We'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, right. So, all right, so I'll stick with the theme, all right, and then I want to shoot right to the Sixers. Let me see if I can get it in. All right, I got the Philly or the Birds losing by 9, a touchdown and a safety.
Oh.
Sorry, that's what I got them at. All right, and I think they're going to lose 3 or 4 more games. That's what I think. I just looked at their schedule. I think they're going to lose to the Ravens and possibly the Commanders at the end. Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
I don't think it's a crazy thought. I mean, people are probably rolling their eyes. I don't think that's crazy. I mean, they could lose. They have a tough schedule down the stretch.
You brought up them receivers and that defensive line. They're no joke down there.
Nope.
I hate L.A. I hate everything L.A. But anyway, so listen, the Sixers. Let me try to get this out and explain the Sixers. Okay, do you guys remember what was it a year ago? That Amori got a 5-year deal, a new 5-year deal on top of the old deal that didn't expire.
And everybody
kind of scratched their head and tried to figure out what's that all about,
mm-hmm.
right? That early, that much? Well, it's real simple. The owner has moved to greener pastures. What was going on and what has happened with the new owner? He now owns the Commies. So that's where he's at. That's where his interest is, and he's left Amari in charge of the Sixers. He doesn't care. As long as he's getting paid, he doesn't care. And expect a sale of the Sixers within the next 2 years.
Well, okay? I'll be all for that. You get someone in here who cares.
Well, here's my message to the Sixers fans in Radio Land.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop going to the games. You got to force the sale. Because nothing's going to straighten this out. You got to get new ownership in here. The guy does not care about the Sixers. It's just another moneymaker for him. Now he's got a bigger cash cow in D.C., and that's how this is going to go. So I'd say to the Sixers fans, turn it off, don't go, don't buy the garb. That's it.
Ron, I don't disagree. I mean, show him. Hit him where it hurts if they continue this. Ron, we appreciate the phone calls.
It's Friday night, though.
Yeah. What was that? It's Friday?
Yeah, and people are starting to come home for the holidays. And
I don't give a shit.
Who they play tonight, then, by the way?
The Nets.
I mean,
yeah.
Skip that one.
If you're going tonight, there's for one reason. That's to give a little hearty boo to the big fella. That's the reason. 215-592-9494. All right, is this a must-win game on Sunday? I think we're sleeping on the fact that it is. This is a must-win game. If you want the Eagles to get the one seed, they got to win this game. That's the way I view this. All right, on the other side, all your phone calls here. We will tell you about the great prize we're giving away today. We'll get to some Sixer stuff in the 11 o'clock hour at Joel. The latest, including, you know, the quest to find the snitch in the locker room. But is this a must-win game? And I'll explain in more detail the scenarios for the Eagles to get the one seed. How do they do it? What are the tiebreakers here between the Eagles and the Lions for the one seed? 215-592-9494.